We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
How did Donald Trump get so filthy rich? That's the question that's on my mind today. Well, not really, because I know, and I'm going to share it with you, not necessarily about the Donald himself. He'll tell you all you want to know about how rich he is, but how some of the wealthiest people in America and truly around the world have become wealthy, and perhaps you can too. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves and brings you the truth and the best in money moves. We'll say hi to Bobby today. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great, Ray.
You got to take notes today, my little brother.
I got my notes already here. I spilled hot sauce on yesterday, so let's just turn the page.
Did you get it from Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Hot sauce she carries in her purse?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was on some hip-hop show the other day, and they asked her, what do you carry in your purse? She said hot sauce.
I think she meant pepper spray. Those are different.
No, I don't think so, but that's a good one. How the rich get richer. Sit back, folks. Relax. We got the Ray Revolution right here, right now, and right on your radio and television programs nationwide and coast to coast. So I got thinking about this last night when Trulia, is that the name of that website? I don't know why, how they got me. I have no idea how I get emails from these guys now.
Mm-hmm.
But every day I get five houses to rent or buy somewhere in my neighborhood, right? It could be because Jeannie was probably searching using my email address once upon a time. Anyway, so I'm looking at it. In fact, I showed you this morning.
Yeah.
Because there was a place in your neighborhood for rent for like $5,200 a month. And I said, well, how much would you spend on this house? You said about $1 million, right? Something like that. So I said, all right, well, how do the rich get richer? They do so in the real estate business, by and large. It's not necessarily the stock market. Certainly, there are a few hedge fund managers that have gotten rich in the stock market. Clearly, Warren Buffett has gotten rich investing in stocks. But remember, when you're as wealthy as Buffett, you own companies. You don't own just shares. You know, he takes a position and he gets on boards and he exercises a lot of influence as to how that company is run. You know, when we buy a little Mickey Mouse share of Apple or whatever, what are we going to do? Call up Tim Cook and tell him how to run his company? I don't think so. Anyway, how the rich get richer in real estate. We'll also have Steve Allendorf coming on. He plays a role in this because you may want to get involved in the rental property. But I was also spawned into thinking about this from someone the other day who emailed me and said, you know, I got a couple of grand a month I don't need, and I've got $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 sitting in my brokerage account or some account, I forget which one. Should I buy a rental property? And of course, the first thing that always comes to mind for me is, oh, the risk in owning a rental property. I mean, your tenant could move out, they could destroy the place, speaking from personal experience. But once you get beyond that, if you're mature enough and you hire a good property manager and so forth, you can probably do okay. So then I said, well, you know, we've got low interest rates. You've got 3% rules and 4% rules for retirement planning. Why couldn't someone use a rental property as an additional investment in their retirement income portfolio? So I did some math on this particular house in Carmel Valley, not too far from Bobby. Of course, I would never rent it to Bobby and the crew. What do you got? For like five jocks?
Five guys, two dogs.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
It's a mess.
I'm not renting you my house. But I said, well, what about that person? So they go over to Bobby's neighborhood. Now, I get it. If you're in, you know, Indianapolis or something like that listening, and we start talking about a $1 million home, you're going to go, what? But, you know, this would not be a mansion, okay, in Carmel Valley. It's a decent home. You know, it's a 3-4-bedroom home, you know, decent lot, but not, like, fantastic. No, you know, Olympic-sized swimming pool or tennis court in the backyard.
You're not even on the beach or anything like
not
that.
Not anywhere close to the beach. Anyway, so a $1 million home. You got to put a couple $100,000 down. Well, this guy's got $300,000-$500,000 sitting around. It's invested in the market. Maybe it earns 6-7%. Who knows what he can earn? It's not going to be 10 or 12, okay? But for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is the fact that P.E. ratios right now are trading fairly high. And we know, historically speaking, that when you buy into the market, when the companies that you're buying are valued more highly, that the next decade doesn't produce historic returns in the 9-10% range. I could be wrong on that. I'm not sure that I am. But the other side of it is you're not going to stay invested. You're going to move the money around. You're going to get ants in your pants. You're going to fire a couple of brokers. They're going to change your investments. Who knows? But you're just not going to close your eyes, put your money in the S&P, and leave it alone. It's just not what people do. So anyway, keeping that in mind. So you buy this $1 million house. You put a couple of $100,000 down from your brokerage account. And so the money is not growing. That $200,000 is not growing in the brokerage account. But you own a home. You have an $800,000 mortgage that you can take out. And today you can get about 4%, which is a cost of about $6,000 a month, $59.17 to be exact. And you're going to have property taxes and other expenses, probably about $1,000 a month, somewhere in that ballpark, right? Probably about $1,000 a month. So you're all in at about $7,000 a month in expenses. The mortgage I put on this property, by the way, you're saying, how can it be $6,000 a month? That's a 15-year loan. That's a 15-year loan. Now, I've done this on purpose because this guy said to me, well, he emailed me, and he said he had a couple of $1,000s a month of spare change. So he's got $200,000 plus a couple of $1,000s a month. Yes, he could take that $200,000, put it in the market. He could take $2,000 a month, dollar cost average in the market, and, you know, have a whole bunch of money. How much money? I calculated that. He would have somewhere in the vicinity, I wrote it down somewhere, $1,150,000. Write that down, Bobby. So if you invested the money, didn't buy real estate, $1,150,000. That's 7%. That's a reasonable, conservative estimation. Now, instead, he buys this real estate. He buys a $1 million property. He puts that $200,000 down. Is not growing, at least not in the stock market, and he's going to have $2,000 a month or so of negative cash flow. See, a lot of people have heart attacks over negative cash flow. In fact, I'm one of them. I don't like negative cash flow. But you have to look at it a little differently, and this is how the rich get richer. First of all, they don't buy property with negative cash flows, all right? But in Bobby's area, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, but it's still okay, and I'll explain why in a minute, right? This person has $2,000 a month they can invest. They can either choose to invest it in the stock market, or they can choose to invest it in paying off the 30-year loan into a 15-year loan and having a free and clear place 15 years from now. So this 40, 45-year-old, 15 years later at 60, they have a free and clear property. So then I said, well, how'd they all do? So I went to my little handy-dandy calculator, and I said, well, you know what? Some of the advantages of owning real estate is whatever I'm charging Bobby for rent today, I'm going to charge them 2 or 3% more next year or the year after. So the rent's going to go up. So I made the assumption that we took the extra rent over the next 15 years and kept the house in pristine shape. Didn't put that money in my pocket. Reserved it all, so if the roof leaked or I need to repaint the place or who knows what, I'm going to use the future rent increases to do that. I also get some tax benefits. I can depreciate the value of the structure, and I've got some negative cash flow that's a deduction. And I figured combined, that's about $6,000 each over the next 15 years, which if I invested that money, because if I can invest it the other way at 7%, I can invest my tax savings at 7%. So that is literally about $12,000 per year or so in tax benefits, which is tantamount to about $300,000 15 years from now. Maybe I'm off a little bit, but just bear with me because I'm running out of time. The real estate's valued at $1 million today. If it appreciates at just 2.5%, 15 years from now, it's worth almost $1.5 million. $1.5 million plus the $300,000, I'm worth $1.7 million, $1.8 million, which is significantly more than the $1.15 million. But here's the best part. My rent at that time is somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 a month. I've been able to create an annuity with my free and clear home 15 years from now.
Attention to detail is critical when you own a business, and that's why you should use LegalZoom. They take care of all the legal details so you can focus on growing your business. You know, LegalZoom has already helped over 1 million people get set up the right way. I know that for a fact because I've been using LegalZoom for years. But there's more to running your business than you might think. Supplier and customer contracts, well, they come with the territory. And if you need to hire help, each state has its own employment laws. Don't spend your valuable time researching laws and reading small print. Let LegalZoom handle that part for you. You know, they have a network of independent attorneys licensed in 48 states who know your local laws and the regulations. They'll provide the legal answers for your day-to-day questions. And the best part is you don't have to pay by the hour since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Instead, you pay a low monthly fee and know exactly what you're getting up front. Go to LegalZoom.com today and spend your time growing your business instead of worrying about legal details. Use Ray in the box at checkout to save even more at LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
I'll be rich, get richer, and stay richer. And it happens to be not necessarily in the stock market. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have Steve Allendorf on board. I'm glad you're here, Steve Areno.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
Because, yes, it's better than the alternative, of course. Because I've been talking a little bit about how many of the wealthy people, the Donald Trumps of the world, and a lot of people that you and I know, who acquired their wealth not necessarily investing in stocks. It is rare, quite frankly, for rich people to be running around at retirement who have acquired most of their wealth in the stock market exclusively. I'm not saying they don't necessarily own stocks. Clearly, with 401ks and so forth, more and more have acquired wealth in the market over the last, you know, two or three decades. But the real wealthy people have used other people's money in the form of collecting rents to cover their costs. And what I talked about earlier was a hypothetical million-dollar property that would rent, as you know, in Carmel Valley for $5,000 a month, easy.
At least.
So I did some simple math, and by the time you took your tax deductions for depreciation, if you put a 15-year loan on the property, of course you'd have negative cash flow for that 15 years. But I looked at that as an investment. In other words, you could choose to take $2,000 a month if you have the spare cash flow and put it in the stock market. Or you could choose to use it for negative cash flow so that you would pay that loan off early. And 15 years from now, what I determined is investing the negative cash flow at 7% in the market and paying the mortgage off early with 2 or 3% in rental increases over that 15-year period. Here was the bottom line. And again, this is all super hypothetical, but it gives you food for thought. And that is, instead of having money invested in the market and earning, say, 7%, the $200,000 down payment plus the $2,000 a month in negative cash flow would equate to $1,150,000 in stocks and mutual funds and retirement funds 15 years from now. If you were to take the same money, $200,000, put it as a down payment on a $1 million property, and then have negative cash flow, and pull that money out of your portfolio, 15 years later, you have a free and clear home, and you have the tax benefits invested for a total of $1,750,000. Now, that's 52% more in assets. But here's what's more critical. 15 years from now, the rents were increased, Steve, as you
Absolutely.
Well know.
They will.
And at that point, even after expenses, you've got about $72,000 of spendable income. Comparing that to the 4% rule on the $1,150,000, that's $46,000 of spendable income. Which annuity is better?
Oh,
you've
got
56% more income, and the income is inflation adjusted because rents are inflation adjusted. Now, there's risk, but there's risk in both strategies. I would like to ask you about, because I know you don't like 15-year loans. I want you to explain why you don't like them. Talk about the strategy. How can you mitigate risk?
Well, let's do some loan financial planning and reach the same end result with maybe both a little bit more security and a safety net, and maybe a way that you could pay the loan off quicker than 15 years without doing a 15-year loan. So here's a strategy, because we're talking about an investment property. You don't do a 15-year loan. You do a 30-year loan. But what you do is you find out what that 15-year payment would be. Okay, so there may be a quarter, three-eighths, half a point difference in interest rate. So if you do that 30-year loan, you will have a minimum required payment that's significantly lower than the 15, but you can then go ahead and pay the loan as if it is a 15-year loan. So it may take you an extra year or so to pay it off. However, two advantages. What happens if something changes in your lifestyle and you don't have that income flow? You're not then potentially required to make that 15-year payment. The other scenario is if you are looking to buy other pieces of real estate. If you have a 15-year loan on an investment property and you have negative cash flow, it will make it either more difficult to qualify buying other properties or limit the amount of other properties that you can buy. So on a 15-year loan, I generally am not thrilled on an owner-occupied if you've got a mortgage over $200,000 or $300,000. On an investment property, I will do my best to talk my clients out of it, because that puts them in a position that if they want to do more real estate investing, it'll limit their qualifying on other properties. But here's another thought, and we've talked about this. Your plan is to pay it off in 15 years. You do the 30-year loan. You have the extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month in payment, or $400 or $500.
It was actually about $2,000 a month in my example. The difference between a 30-year loan and a 15-year loan was $1,900.
Okay. So on an investment property, you're able to write off the interest on your Schedule E. The more that you pay that down, or the quicker you pay that down, the less of the write-off that you have, coupled with depreciation as far as how it's going to affect you on your taxes. So take that $2,000, invest it in an account that's going to get you a better return than what you're able to write off on the mortgage loan in the Schedule E, and the chances are in 15 years, you'll potentially have more money in that account than where your loan balance would be in 15 years. So then at that point, you can take that money in that special account, pay the mortgage off. You have now more money in that account, so you may have extra cash left over.
So you can pay it off in 14 years or 13 years.
Exactly. Or being if you're doing the 30-year loan, you're putting the money away as if it's a 15-year on a 15-year payment. So there may be 16 years it would take you to pay it off, but by getting a better return on the market, now you're able to pay it off in 15 years.
Or you can use that side fund, a slush fund, to go buy another property.
Or go buy another property. But what it does is it gives you options. As soon as you make that large principal reduction payment on the mortgage, you're reducing the balance, you're creating more equity in an illiquid investment. So this is where loan financial planning comes in, where I can sit down with you, and the more that I get an understanding of not only what your needs are now, but what your potential needs might be in the future, that's where we create a plan on how to do this so that you're protected, you're put in a position where you could potentially buy more real estate if you want, and within that 15-year period of time, may have more money in your pocket, real estate paid off, and more money in the bank.
Brilliant stuff from Steve Allendort, our loan financial planner. You can contact him, by the way, if any of this stuff interests you. It interests me. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. That's the website where you can check good old Steve. See on the TV, you can see his mug there. Although he's a lot grayer than when I knew you 25 years ago. But
you know,
I am too.
You know, in the mortgage business, you age almost like a president, you know?
Yeah. Well, Obama's getting pretty gray, too. 888-563-1070, 888-563-1070. What's interesting, Steve, is I talk about annuities and annuitizing income all of the time. Now, granted, you cannot replace the value of a guaranteed, with a capital G, income stream. But we're going to talk about income streams from real estate when we come back.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
biztalkradio.com.
I'm not sure, Steve Aldrich, my special guest, by the way, I'm not sure that people realize or appreciate how valuable an investment in a real estate property can be 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. I have personally experienced that over the years, Steve, and it's quite a remarkable annuity. What I was saying before the break is, and I'm all for guaranteed annuities in a portfolio, but I'm also for owning this direct owned real estate in a portfolio, not necessarily to compete with annuities, because you can't compete with an insurance company that says, I'm going to guarantee you a payment as long as you live, come heck or high water. Doesn't matter if there's a real estate recession or depression like we had a few years back. However, I also love the idea of adding to my, in quotations, annuitized income, cash flow from real estate. I've watched it happen over the years, and it is a powerful, powerful retirement income tool. And that's basically what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you have really people that realized this years ago, smart investors that bought investment properties and have gone through a program and either paid the mortgages down, paid them off, bought in an area where the rents were higher than their mortgage payment, so that by the time they get ready to retire, instead of having the one income stream from a guaranteed annuity or Social Security, and they still may have those, they now have three or four other income streams from real estate that they own, and it just makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it really and truly does. And it speaks to diversification. So you shouldn't eliminate stocks from a portfolio and IRAs and mutual funds and annuities, but you also shouldn't eliminate the investment properties. Now, to stay on the investment property theme real quick, a lot of people are interested in multifamily units, whether it be a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex, a 10-unit, a 20-unit apartment. Can you help people there as well?
Single family up to four units. That will fit your standard conventional type loans. Once you go beyond four units, it becomes what's considered a commercial property. So programs are different. On those properties, they're going more by the quality of the property and the cash flow of the property. I did a few of those loans years ago, but you know, now being that just doing normal, regular home loans.
But somebody that wants to buy a fourplex can still do that.
Yeah.
Or what if they want to buy four single family homes?
Well, we can do that as well if we're doing it all at the same time. You know, there's a lot of I's being dotted and T's being crossed, but you can certainly do that.
Now, what about the underwriting on that? Let's say a person's got, you know, several hundred thousand dollars and they can put $100,000 down on four $400,000 properties. Is that a tough thing for people to get it qualified for?
Well, again, it all depends. What's going to happen is the appraiser is going to go out to the property and not only appraise for value, but they're going to give us, because they're required to go out and do research on going rents for that similar property. So they'll do three, four, five comparables. And based on what the appraiser comes up in the appraisal, so let's say we're looking at $3,000 in rents, we're able to count 75% of those rents. So in this scenario, it's what, $2,250. And then whatever the difference is between 75% of the gross rents minus your new house payment becomes negative rents. So if you're able to, on two, three, or four units, have a total house payment of $2,500, but you're getting, and you're getting $3,000 in rents, and those rents equate out to $2,250, that's only a negative $250 that would count against your, what we would call, debt-to-income ratio.
Okay, so if you had four of those, there'd be $1,000 a month counting against your debt-to-income ratio.
Right, but one of those properties, maybe you're getting $4,000 a month in rent instead of getting $3,000, and now you've got positive cash flow on that one, that you can then have the positive cash flow plus the few other negative cash flows, And it may be like having a credit card for $300 as a debt that I'd have to count. And now you've got four pieces of real estate.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's doing the research, finding the right property, knowing what the rents are. The one investor that that I've done business with over the last 20 years, he owns two 7-Elevens. He has probably 10 or 11 properties. Almost all of them are either 2 to 4 units. His rents are $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month. Now, he
wow.
chose to do 15-year loans, and he was able to make that work, and he's paid off a lot of them. So now in retirement age, he has so much income coming in from the investment properties. He chose not to go into the stock market or put money into IRAs. He was focused on the real estate, but he did it right.
Well, he obviously did it right. I wouldn't advise eliminating the other asset
but
classes.
I wouldn't either. No.
But I think that's a really good example that 15 years later, when your properties are free and clear, you're in the tall cotton, man. You're getting income every single month. It's a lot of income. And even if you got to do some repairs here and there, we always, when I was in the real estate business years ago, we always used a 30% number. We would take 30% of our rents and put it in a slush fund. And that has paid serious dividends over the years because a lot of the properties that I used to own were in Texas. And who knows what happens? A tornado blows through, you got one of these storms, roofs leak. We had one guy freebasing in a bathroom once and he burnt down a couple of units. But and we, of course, had insurance.
Yeah.
But there's a gap time. And in the meantime, you go to your slush fund and you pay for the expenses and then you go fight with the insurance company.
Yeah, and in doing investment properties, if you're buying investment properties, the lenders are going to want to make sure that if something like that happens, that you have what you would call slush funds, what we would call reserves. So if we are doing an investment property refinance or purchase, we're going to need to make sure that you have 6 months of that total payment in reserves put aside. If you have four properties that you're buying, we're going to have reserves for all four of them. It gets even a little bit more complex if you own more than five total properties, single family and investment properties, because we can go up to 10, but now they're going to require 6 months on each property, plus potentially 2 months on the primary. So you definitely are going to have to show reserves in order to be in the game
now,
of being able to buy the
kind
of real estate.
Count as reserves?
Oh, absolutely. So cash would count at 100%. Anything that's in a stock market mutual fund at 70%, and retirement would be at 60% if you're under retirement age. If you're over retirement age, meaning that you can draw from those funds, then we can count 70% of the retirement. So we're not just looking at that you have to have that amount in cash. We can take your whole investment portfolio, and based on where those investments are, take certain percentages to use for the reserves required.
Folks, if you're interested in using other people's money to help you get rich someday, I can't promise you that you will get rich. I can promise you that you've got a loan financial planner here in your hip pocket that can help you get the job done. That's Steve Allidort. He's been my loan financial planner for 25 years. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. I don't know if the financial planning organizations are going to come after you for that or not. They're all freaked out, you know, with Department of Labor rules and all this stuff. I guess when they do, you might have to change it. But right now, your LoanFinancialPlanner.com, 888-563-1070. I know you have all kinds of stuff that you wanted to talk about, but I wanted to talk about this other stuff, and you've been brilliant today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. We could, next time in, we can kind of go through. Maybe we've got a minute left. People that are self-employed or have a corporation. Of course, tax returns were due, I think,
April
on Monday.
15th, right?
And
or
a 18th. Lot of, and in order for us to use that income, we have to prove that you've submitted the returns, and more importantly, if you owe any money, that money has been paid. We're generally required to actually get a tax transcript from the IRS, but the IRS usually will take 4 to 8 weeks in order to input all of your information after you provide them your tax returns. And if you owe them money, your tax return goes to the bottom of the file. Mm. We can get a copy of the e-file to show that the IRS has received the return and verification if you owe money that you've paid it. Even if we can't get the tax transcript, we can use your returns for 15.
Steve Allador, have you understood all that stuff and took notes? Good for you. It's a lot easier.
If not, call me up.
Just pick up the phone and call 888-563-1070. Maybe you can have some real estate annuitized income in a few years when you retire. Go to loanfinancialplanner.com. Steve can probably help you do that. Steve, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
We'll talk to you again next week, I guess. Yeah.
I'll be here.
Crosby, Stills, Nash. I don't know if Young was with him then, but it's a great song.
I saw him in New Haven.
Did you?
In the vase that you bought today.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Send it off in a letter. You don't want to call nobody else but me. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. You can email me. It's a lot easier. Trust me. RayLucia.com or Ray@BizTalkRadio.com. Here's what's really interesting, Bobby. I know you've got emails right there in your hand. I must have them here somewhere. But I just got one while we were speaking with Steve.
You've got mail.
And so I'm going to read it right off of my iPhone. Okay, so those watching on TV, bear with me because we normally flash the emails up on the screen. But this is pretty cool because it's right in line with what Steve and I were just discussing. Right. Hi, Ray. I'm 61 years old, a retired attorney. I have 5 rental homes that generate sufficient income to pay all of my annual expenses. That's exactly what I was talking about. Isn't it great? Value of rental property is about $800,000. He's in Florida, by the way, which is pretty good because 5 rental homes around here would be $4 million at least. I have about $600,000 in stocks, $140,000 in cash, no debt. I have an opportunity, no debt on the property. Get it, folks? The dude's retired. He's 61. He's got tons of cash flow, and he does have stocks, and he has cash, but he's got a bunch of rental properties free and clear, cashing checks every month. Exactly what we were just alluding to. No debt. I have an opportunity to lend $400,000 to a real estate investor, another attorney, to pay off his high-interest investor loans on 10 rental houses he now owns. The terms of my loan to him would be 8% amortized over 20 years with a balloon at 10 years. Loan would be secured by first mortgages on each property. Value of those property far exceeds the amount of the loan. Good deal for whom? Me or the dude? It's probably a good deal for both of you. Now, I don't know about the foreclosure laws in a place like Florida, all right? I'm not a real estate lawyer. You're a lawyer. You should be able to, you know, garner that information from not only your own reading, but people that you know that are real estate lawyers. But I would say, yeah, why not? $400,000, you can put the money in the stock market and take your chances on earning 8%. Or you can make these loans. I have some friends in Texas that make these kind of loans all the time. Now they make them for more than 8%, but that's their business to basically take advantage of people. Ah, they're hedge fund guys. That's what hedge funds do. You're doing a friendly loan. 8%, I don't know, sounds like a pretty good deal to me. The key is, do they have substantial enough equity? And is the foreclosure process in Florida simplified enough to where if the guy doesn't make payments, he can't string you around for the next 5 years while he does hanky-panky with the real estate? It's not a risk-free situation. Contact a real estate lawyer, one of your buddies, I'm sure, and ask them those questions. Need to have the equity in the property? Sounds like they do. Is there a secondary source of repayment? You see, if I were a bank, that's what I would look for, not just the real estate, but other secondary sources. Does this guy have other assets? Does he own a home? Can you tie that place up in addition to? Cover your fanny, but why not? Why not? An 8% fairly safe bet on a loan that's secured by property that's got all kinds of equity? He's probably trying to produce a rate of return for his investors, and he's probably paying 12 or 14% to my buddies in Texas, because that's what they do. They make those kinds of loans. And you know what? They've developed a very strong track record, because people typically will pay them off by going to a friend of theirs that's a lawyer with a whole bunch of money and borrowing at 8 to pay off my buddies. And that way they got their 12 or 14 while somebody else was scrambling around trying to find somebody like this fellow. What did I say his name was? Brent. Somebody like Brent. Brent, I don't really have any problem with it. You're a smart guy. You're a lawyer. You've got enough in assets. You can afford the risk. You could be a lender. And my suspicion is that 8% will be a pretty good deal for you in the long run. It really comes down to the integrity and credibility of your buddy. Okay, I think that's about it for Brent. Now, Where are the emails? Who's my next email? Can you read one for me?
There you go. Yeah, I can do that for you. Reed in Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha, Ray.
Aloha, Reed.
I own 3 properties here in Hawaii, and even though they stay rented, I'm always nervous about my low levels of cash on hand. What's the best way to bank some emergency fund money without selling any properties?
Well, I'll tell you what, Reed. It's always good to have some kind of a line of credit, even if you took it out in your own home. You may not have to use it, but it would scare me if I was really cash poor and real estate rich and my tenant moved out and it happened to be the tenant from hell that just destroyed my property. And trust me, I've learned from experience on that one. So get a line of credit. Now, if you don't have a piece of real estate you can get a line of credit on, could be your principal residence, could be your other rental properties. Maybe you have a life insurance policy that has cash value in it. Maybe you have a brokerage account that you could margin at on a moment's notice. If you can't, then you need to work very, very diligently at building up a cash reserve. Remember when I was talking to Steve Allendorf, I said when I used to own rental property, we would take 30% of our rents and stashed it aside in a slush, or he called it a reserve fund, because there's always stuff that happens. I mean, I painted a nice rosy picture earlier in the show on this person that, you know, was going to get a 15-year loan and pay it off and have all this extra income. Yeah, but crap happens whenever you own any kind of real estate. And you know, you're going to have some bum tenants. You're going to have some people that move out on you in the middle of the night. That all has to be factored in. So get a line of credit, look at your life insurance policies, if they're cash value policies, that's a really good resource in terms of having access to tax-free money through loans, or get a line of credit against your own principal residence. Otherwise, you're gonna have to be very diligent in saving. If it were me, and all I had was, you know, my ability to work, I'd go get a second job and bank 100% of that money until I had enough money in the bank so that if an emergency happened with my real estate, I wouldn't lose my investment, my nest egg, because I was too leveraged. Thank you, Reed. Thank you, Brent. And thank you all for tuning in. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.